Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 KLF. Nobody plays more 80s. Miles in the morning. So we've got Sharon Carr in studio right now. We've also got Casey Carr in studio right now from Sharon Carr Travel. As we get ready to kick off the 2020 KLF World Tour.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
First of all, Sharon, did you ever think you'd say that? The 2020 K-Love World Tour with Sharon Carr Travel?
Given my age, I'm just shocked that I'm still here.
Hey, listen, you look amazing. And
yeah,
by the way,
do,
we got to go back here just a second to Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm like, what? That was the most awesome thing I think I saw over my Christmas break was that you guys were all hanging out on Christmas.
Casey came in and said, Jeff's here, and I went, oh my God.
I said, hang on, Jeff, I better go inside and tell Sharon maybe she needs to put her face on or something like that.
No, it's really funny. So we were driving through the area. We had just had Christmas dinner. And it was funny because my wife even said, I feel like we're overdressed. And I wasn't even thinking about that. Like, I didn't even cross my mind of, like, how we were dressed and how you guys were dressed or anything like that. But we were sitting there, and we're driving through their neighborhood. And I'm showing my mom, who's with us. And I was like, oh, yeah, Sharon Carr lives right over there. And I said, Mom, she is the nicest person in the world. Like, literally, if we were to call her right now, she's like, come on over. I knew you would, like, say something like that. Sure enough. I see Casey standing out in the front yard. And I said, oh, we got to go say hi.
What are the odds of they be hanging out in the front yard as you're passing by?
Well, so, my nephew was out there, and he had just fallen off his, speaking of 2020, he had just fallen off of his hoverboard and scratched his new Apple Watch.
Yeah. But it was funny. So we pull up, and I pull up, and Casey's got this look on his face like, wait, really?
Jeff? You.
Yeah. And so he was like, come on in. And I was like, well, okay, let's go. Yeah. So it was great. We had a great time.
And there I stand in my pajamas with a top that says naughty on it. That's really inappropriate.
Which, by the way, the big family photo with the Carr family right there on Instagram is my most liked photo so far this year.
Hey.
So,
all right. They like Bella, my dog.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's why I liked it.
We had so much fun, though. That was we had a couple glasses of wine. It was just great. It's just so much fun. And impromptu, those kinds of gatherings.
They're the best.
They just have, there's just, you don't plan for it, and it just happens, and it was just a lot of fun. But let's talk about 2020. First of all, I want to do just a kind of a little, how was the 50th anniversary for Sharon Carr Travel?
It was amazing. Our clients are so fabulous.
Yeah.
And we had this big party back in March, and all of them showed up. It was a monumental year that I will never forget.
I will tell you, my first Sharon Carr Travel trip was during the 50th anniversary.
Right.
And of course, that was the cruise to Alaska, which was just, I mean, literally, my wife and I still say, I wish we were back on the boat.
Yeah.
just an amazing trip, and met just phenomenal people.
They're great.
That were part of the Sharon Carr experience. And you know, that's one of the things I love about what you guys do is that, you know, let's say that you're about to sign up to go halfway around the world somewhere, and it's just you and your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a scary proposition when you think about it. But when you're paired now with a bunch of great people that are from your same town, I think it just makes it feel like you're at home.
They become family. There's no question about it. And we're on our third generation of travelers.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think that was the biggest thing about our 50th anniversary for me is just talking to people all year long and hearing people's stories about trips that they'd been on and their kids had been on. And it was just, it's been such a wonderful year. It's better than we expected, I think.
Wow. When we came to your Christmas party that you had, one of the things I noticed more than anything else is how much everyone feels like they're a part of your family and you're a part of their family that we're all hanging out. And I mean, it was a packed house.
It was.
I mean, tons of people. As a matter of fact, Sharon had to keep sending people to run to go get more stuff for the punch.
Because it's champagne punch on earth.
Thank good for my champagne punch. Oh, my gosh. It was delicious.
Thank you. I might have had two glasses.
That's a good lubricant for that party.
I might have had four. I'm just saying. Julie literally looked at me. She's like, well, I guess I'm driving, so I'm going to have to drive
myself off. Three more then.
Bring it on.
Well, let's talk about 2020, and let's talk about how we're going to kick this year off. And, you know, again, we're continuing on with such a great partnership with you guys with the K-Love World Tour. But what do we got on the dock for this first trip of the new year?
Lots of wonderful trips, but this is one of... Here's what happened. Over the Christmas holidays, Casey did a Facebook post.
Yeah.
And we asked for the wish list.
Okay.
And number one on the wish list, and I was a little bit surprised because usually it's Alaska and Italy.
Yeah.
This time it was the Rocky Mountaineer train trip.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
This time more people asked for that, and we already had it on the docket. We had no idea. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the fact that I was able to host this trip last October.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
It was magical. And not just because of the fabulous scenery and the culture and the history, but the train cars are monumental. That we had just taken delivery of two new train cars. They're $10 million each.
Oh, my gosh.
And everybody sits on a two-story platform. Dome cars, you sit in these wonderful chairs on the top, on the second floor, and there's windows all around you. So you can see all the beautiful waterfalls and the wildlife. And then below is the dining car.
Right.
And the food is fantastic. Mm. Absolutely fantastic. So one day, I love the Canadians because they love their wildlife. And they've built these overpasses on the highway so the animals don't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Fences along the highway, overpasses.
Really?
And they've put grass and leaves and trees so it looks like the forest.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So the animals go back and forth.
That's smart.
Well, it was, and they know, they love it.
Yeah.
So we're driving down the highway and there's two big buses of us. And I happened to be sitting in the front and I looked over to the right and I thought, oh my God, that's a bear. And
no
so
way.
I said, stop the bus, stop the bus. And then I thought, oh my God, what if it's a rock? So everybody stops, both buses stop on the side of the road, and there is a mama bear and three cubs right on the other side of the fence. Now, those of you who know wildlife, a mama bear only has two cubs. Mm-hmm. She had three, and the guide said, I've been guiding for 20 years. I have never seen that before. So we all got out. We took pictures. They played right beside us, and we had the most magical moment watching those bears, and it was like that the whole trip.
Yeah.
The trains are fabulous. The scenery is fabulous. You absolutely love it, and I do recommend that you go to our website because there is a video, and it shows exactly what you can see and do on these wonderful Rocky Mountaineer trains.
I will say that's one of the great things that you guys do a great job of is showing videos of different places and different experiences you can have through a lot of your trips. And I think that's what sucks me in half the time.
Oh, totally.
Is, you know, some of the different, you know, places that you've been, but it's the videos that makes me say, I've got to be there. So, yeah, definitely check out the website at SharonCarTravel.com. But this Rocky Mountaineer Tour. So the old movies back in the day when they would be on trains and stuff like that and they would get all dressed up to go to the dining car and things like that. Is it like that?
Yeah, I mean,
it
is like that. I mean, you're probably a little bit more comfortably dressed.
Not in tuxedo.
There's air conditioning and stuff now,
I mean,
and showers and bathrooms,
right.
So you're good.
Exactly. You're in the Rocky Mountains, and on the Rocky Mountain, you don't actually sleep overnight on the train because what you're doing is you're seeing scenery. They don't they don't want to have you on the train at night because you're going to miss out. So you go about halfway, you stop in Kamloops, stay overnight in a hotel there, and then you make the rest of the trip the next day.
Right.
And it's a spectacular, it's one of the world's great train journeys. It might be the most famous train in the world, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
And for good reason, it's because of the spectacular beauty of this area. And I spent a lot of time, I had an ex-wife from this area, from Alberta. So I spent a whole lot of time in Banff and that whole area.
Yeah.
And the first time I got to do the train, it just blew my mind. There was so much beyond just rolling around Banff in that area that you can't see unless you're on the Rocky Mountaineer.
You're probably like, this is so distracting, I just leave her there, right?
I did, in fact. But it's just these train cars, they're domed. They're completely domed over the top. So the above you is just clear glass.
That's fascinating.
You just have this spectacular panoramic view of the Canadian Rockies.
It's a part of the world, too, that is kind of untouched by too much civilization, too much industry or anything like that. So you're getting this just fresh outlook on just, I don't know, it is kind of, to me, it's kind of, you said magical, and I don't know if there's a better word to use for that.
The train goes next to the Bow River the whole time.
Wow.
And when I was there, the salmon run was happening. And so there were bears, you know, every other mile, there were grizzly bears fishing in the river
right
outside the train. And what's wonderful about the train is that you can step outside on the vestibule into the open air, and then you're out there in nature, and the wind's blowing in your hair. It's just such an incredible experience. This tour, by the way, is October 1st through the 7th next year, so you're going to have some spectacular fall colors happening up there. And we start out in Banff, and we've got a few nights at the Banff Rimrock Hotel.
That's my bucket list trip. Banff.
It's so beautiful.
The Rimrock has these incredible three-story windows that overlook the valley. And it's really close into Banff also, so you can get out and explore. Then we board the train. It's two nights from Banff. You make your way down through the Fraser River Valley into Vancouver. And then we have two nights in Vancouver at the end. So those are the details. You can find out more details, of course. There's much more, but you can find that out all online. But we only have 40 seats available.
By the way, real quick, isn't this like a celebrity kind of thing, like to go to Banff and stuff like that?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
they love going
they
to
love
that.
It.
That is like one of their favorite spots.
Yeah.
So this is like living like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, right?
So fancy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Banff, it looks like the Swiss Alps.
Right. Yeah.
It does.
Exactly. It's not like the
really
Colorado
does.
Rockies.
Right.
It's
right.
These incredibly huge, jagged peaks and it's just so incredible. And not to mention, it's Canada. You know, you've got funny accents up there.
And everybody's nice.
And they love Texans.
And they love Texans. Yeah, that's right.
They love those Texans from Texas.
Right? And you can get poutine while you're there. Yeah.
That's right. You can get poutine.
I was there not too long ago, and out my window in my backyard of the hotel were three moose.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
They just wandered into town.
They were on the loose.
Out. Yeah.
Moose on the loose.
The moose were on the loose. Yeah.
That's very northern exposure.
Yeah.
But so 40 seats available for this. Only the price is $39.99. And that is for Gold Leaf Service. We don't do Silver Leaf anymore because nobody books it. Everybody goes up to Gold Leaf Service, which is the fully domed train cars where you have your own private dining car. And it's the best experience you can have on the Rocky Mountain here.
Oh, I'm ready.
Sounds
to go.
Amazing.
Let's go right now.
You should go.
Book immediately.
You should go on this one.
I agree, Jeff. You guys should go on this one.
Okay.
I love it. Live broadcast.
Yeah, sure.
Straight from Banff.
I'm cool on now.
No, this sounds like an incredible trip. And again, the last time I went on a sharing car travel trip, I mean, I was blown away. This sounds like it's right up there in the same level with Alaska.
Yeah.
This
is Alaska light.
Okay. Gotcha.
No, but I like that.
But I think what's interesting is it's different than doing a cruise,
Absolutely.
Because you're basically on land the whole time, so you're probably moving and
lots
and
of moving
all that.
Around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right, well, very good. Check out the website at SharonCarTravel.com. That's SharonCarWith2RsTravel.com. Give them a call at 800-648-4856. I have a feeling these are going to go very fast. Mm-hmm. Again, only 40 seats, right?
That's right. Only
all right,
40.
So 40 seats might go today. So you probably want to call immediately.
Yep.
That's right.
Again, 1-800-648-4856. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys.
To you, Sharon, you, Casey, thank you so much for all of your continued partnership with K-Love and the K-Love World Tour. It's been
our 51st year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here we go.
You know, 2021, that's the first time we ever did a CBS trip.
Yeah, it'll be 50 years on CBS radio.
Oh, wow.
That was to Hawaii. We sent 600 people.
600
We opened
people.
The Sheraton Waikiki.
Wow.
The lights went off and the chef quit.
Oh, my gosh.
True story.
Yeah, we bring the party. That's what it is.
Hey,
well, very good. Thank you guys so much. And again, give them a call right now. This Rocky Mountaineer tour through Canada sounds just phenomenal. And you should definitely be a part of it. Bucket list trip.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So let's go. October 1st through the 7th. And again, more details at SharonCarTravel.com. That's SharonCarWith2RsTravel.com.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.